4 NUE. Station, this is KO4 NUE.
KO4 NUE, this is KO4 QLG.
4QLG. Man, I've been trying to get in touch with you all day.
Been monitoring. I hadn't heard you. Must have just called while I was going or something.
Not down to times or anything, but I tried three different times today. And it got so bad, I thought, well, man, I've got his call sign mixed up or something. I'll have to call him and see if I can, see if I wrote the wrong call sign down. But
been to town one time today and run my battery down by mistake, so I had to charge that back up, run my battery down in my handheld. So I had to charge that back up, but there was a brief period that I wasn't monitoring, and I came back and worked on the range. So you probably called during those times.
So how was your day? What's been going on with you today? Anything?
Nothing much, really. Just working on guns and working on the range. Got the target set up a little bit sturdier than before.
There's enough lumber down there to build a castle to hold them if you want it.
We used a little bit of that that we had cut earlier for the rain, but I haven't went down there and grabbed any of the other stuff.
Who could hold up any better?
Got lead slamming into them at 2,500 feet per second. I don't know that it would make much difference.
Have you seen Dave today? Has he been around?
I'm running his chainsaw this morning. It's either him or Tristan. Tristan's been over there working on the property. But I haven't seen Dave.
Are you on the handy or are you on the 2980?
Handy talk. I'm on my way to Mom's. John is down there and kind of held me up a little bit. Don't get us up. I figured Mom's waiting on me probably.
You on the handy with the antenna in the vehicle or are you on the small one?
Antenna on top of the vehicle.
All right. Well, I'll let you go. I know you're on the way to your mom's, but tell her I said hello for me. And not much going on here. Trying to get in touch with somebody to help me with a high frequency question because I've been down here going through this exam again and I keep missing the same group of questions, and it doesn't matter how many times I read it, I can't get it in my head, so I'm going to try to get in touch with somebody that knows a little bit about high frequency to help me deconflict the answer.
I understand that. What I did on that technician is wrote me some code words down and memorized the code words instead of the actual words. Kind of helped me out on one section.
Yeah, using a mnemonic, yeah, that helps, but when there's specific numbers involved, I've tried to make a mnemonic out of it. I've tried to do four or five different things. And I just keep missing the same questions over and over again. And I got to do something different because what I'm doing is not working. So I'm just trying something different, I guess.
Just gotta do what you gotta do.
Well, you gonna be in the shop in the morning?
Yeah. Yeah. I should be at the shop about all day tomorrow. Dave wants me to show him something on that with the tractor and bush hog at some point in time, but that'll be just whenever he comes and gives me.
Just FYI, the clutch on the bush hog is set too loose. It needs to be tightened just a little bit. And when you see, you'll see a clutch near the PTO box. And I think there's 8 bolts around it that's got a clutch with some external springs on it. And I think the bolts just need to be tightened probably about 1/8 of a turn, and that keeps from tearing the PTO shaft out of the tractor. But it was starting to slip with me last time I bush hogged. So, just FYI. But I don't know if that'll make a difference or not. But anyway, let me let this repeater cycle. Morning when I left and came to the house, I was talking with a guy on my 2980 in the truck, and I had been talking to him for, I don't know, 8 or 10 minutes, I guess, and I kept smelling something, and I thought, what in the world is that smell? So I finally stuck my hand down there on top of the radio, and that joker was hot. I mean, hot. I'm going to have to figure out some way to get some air around that thing, because it doesn't have a cooling fan on it. It's just got that big heat sink, but it was hot.
Sounds like it could be a problem. I guess you got to be talking on it for long periods of time for it to get up that hot. So that's probably something I'll never encounter.
On it for some time, but I had it stuck down in the console, so there's no air can get around it or anything, and I think that's some of the problem, but I don't think it's anything that I was doing wrong. I just was on high power, didn't realize it, so I turned it down, and that cooled things off a little bit, but at any rate, you at your mama's yet?
I'm sitting out here in the driveway.
Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. This is KO4NUE. 7-3s to you, sir. And I will be clear on your final.
It was just a wish for you to have a good evening and a good morning getting up with that foot. And we'll talk at you next time.
4MWZ radio test. 4AX mobile. Can you hear me? I can hear you. Can you give me a call one more time? I can barely make it out.
Kilo Oscar 4, Mike Whiskey Zulu.
KO4 Mike Whiskey Zulu.
Good copy. I missed your sign. Can you repeat?
Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray. And this is Patrick on this end.
Nice to meet you, Patrick. My name is Daniel, and I actually just passed my exam a couple months ago, and I've been trying to reach someone on my radio for the past 4 days.
Taking the repeater, but you do have quite a bit of white noise with you, and your volume is kind of low, so I don't know if there's anything you can do to pick that up any. And I haven't had my license but since September, so I'm not too far ahead of you.
Or that notice. Yeah, I'm just using a little Bofang UV5R, so I'm sure it's not that great.
louder, though. The white noise is still there, but I can at least hear your voice a little better now. The audio is good.
I try to talk a little louder. I'm actually in my backyard trying to keep myself away from the house to try to get as close of a good signal as possible.
You're doing a mighty fine job right now with what you got. Welcome to the hobby. There's lots of friendly people on this repeater that I have found. So just keep throwing out your call and somebody will come back.
Thank you so much for the copy. And thank you for reaching back out to me. That helps me a lot. Thank you.
NUE monitoring.
It's Patrick on this NKO4HKX. And I didn't catch the other name of the other gentleman in here.
It is Daniel.
Daniel.
Call is Kilo Oscar 4, Mike Whiskey Zulu.
And Patrick, I don't want to interrupt your conversation, but my name is Chad, Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. I'm a new ham. I've been on this repeater and others for maybe about a month now, and the first guy you were talking to, Patrick, he's one of the most helpful guys that I've met on the repeater, and always willing to help and talk to you, and I just want to say welcome to the hobby, and you know, I hope you enjoyed as much as I have, because I have not met an unfriendly person on this repeater as of yet. Everybody's nice and helpful, and if there's anything I could personally ever do for you, then please let me know. Where's your location, Daniel?
Located in Taylor's, right off of Wade Hampton, and in between Wade Hampton and Paris Mountain.
I'm located in Campobello. Go ahead and pick it up, Patrick.
You're doing a good job with the radio, making it in from there. I'm up in Penrose, North Carolina, which is right outside of Bavard. I don't expect anybody to know where that's at. But you're doing a real good job. Just keep, like I said, just keep throwing your call out. And there'll be lots of people help you with anything. They can give you information on pretty much anything on here.
Where Bavard is, so I vaguely know where you're at. But thank you, Patrick, for reaching back out to me. Like I said, I've been trying to get somebody for the last 4 days and was starting to get a little depressed here.
The repeater's quiet at times, and certain times of the day and in certain days, it's just quiet. But there's generally lots of people listening. They just may be busy like me. I run a tool route where I'm in and out all day long. And I listen, but I don't always have an opportunity to respond to somebody.
I totally understand. Yeah, I've been trying to hit in the early afternoon and night some to try to, you know, kind of try a couple different, you know, time zones to see what would be best.
Now, Daniel, there is a net every night at 9 o'clock on this frequency. And this repeater, so that would be a good place to check in. And most of the time, the net operator there, net control, will allow new operators to check in first. So 9 o'clock is a good time to hit this repeater and make some good contacts and start listening and finding your way around.
Very much for that information. I actually did hear it last night some, but was unsure if I was actually allowed to talk and communicate. Being so new, I didn't want to do something that was considered inappropriate or not really what I was supposed to do.
They'll let you know gently how to fix it or whatever. Nobody's going to jump on you, so don't worry about that. We're all here to help, man, and help everybody grow, because Trust me, I've made my fair share of mistakes. It took me forever to get my call to where I could spit it out in one time.
This is Chad, KO4NUE. Yeah, man, I know what you mean. I was a couple of days there. It took me 3 days to figure out the PO tones. I got extremely frustrated, and when I got on the Caesar's Head repeater for the first time, first thing out of my mouth was CQ, CQ, CQ. And, you know, not aware as a new ham that you do that on the high frequency side, not the UHF and VHF side. But there was a gentleman who let me know, hey, you know, typically you don't do that on VHF or UHF. And nobody's going to make fun of you. Nobody's going to pick at you. Nobody's going to cause you any kind of embarrassment. And no question is too stupid. And because I felt like my questions were, I'm not going to ask them that because I'm going to look like an idiot. But I'll be honest with you, Daniel, that's really the only way to learn. And nobody here has ever made me feel like I was not a part of the ham community, or made me feel like, well, you know, you're such an idiot. Nobody's ever made me feel that way. So, this is KO4NUE, station ID.
KO4MWZ. Chad, thank you so much. Yeah, you definitely have me laughing over here with the CQ, because I was like, man, I don't know how to try to get somebody on this radio, and I was tempted to do CQ tonight if I didn't get any type of response, so you had me laughing there. But so thank you very much for the encouragement, both from you, Chad, and also you, Patrick. And thank you, both of you guys, for just responding to my call out there.
KO4 ACX, we all had to start somewhere. We had to make that first call somehow. And generally, like you're on your handheld there, if you'll just throw out your call and say monitoring, somebody will respond if they have time. That's all you do, or if you're driving down the road, I'll throw out KO4 HKX mobile.
He helps me a lot doing the monitoring part. I did not know that, so thank you for that heads up. And, yeah, I'm definitely on a little mobile rig. I was trying to use it in my truck earlier today, kind of like you, Patrick. While I was running my errands, I also run my own business, taking care of stuff. So I had it in the truck and did a couple call-outs, but like I said, there was no response. But thank you again, both of you guys, for reaching back out to me.
If you'll find you a little small, cheap mag mount antenna, it will help you drastically while you're driving down the road with that radio. But as soon as you can invest in a little better radio, that'd be a good idea, too. Those radios are just, they're cheap. They're learn what you learn with, because trust me, I have one, too. So, but don't think I'm picking on the radio or not. Like I said, I have one. That's what I use to learn with also. But it definitely makes a difference with a better radio.
I actually did buy that mag mount. For some reason, the radio will not work with it. It's doing something weird. And me being a total newbie here and beginner, I'm not sure if I'm doing something wrong or right, or if it's the radio, but yeah, I didn't take that as picking at all. I guess some radios online, but like I said, being a total noob here, I'm really not sure what's on next. I was looking at that Yaesu 2980R. Any reviews or anything you guys would recommend, either you, Patrick, or Chad?
Daniel, that's what I started off with about a month ago as my base station, and I'm put it inside my truck, and that's what I run in my truck now is a Yaesu 2980, and I love it. I really do. But I do have another suggestion that if I had it to do over, I would do something different, but I'm gonna take a break here and let Patrick put his comment in. Picket fencing there for the first few, I'd say first minute of that conversation, so I know there's no way Daniel heard you. But go ahead and say that again so Daniel can get his information.
Any better, Chad?
Better, bud.
I don't know what it is. Right there where I park my vehicle is just a spot that interferes with it. But anyway, what I said is I got the ID5100A, which is an ICOM radio. And I like the fact that it's got the nice big screen that mounts separate. I've got it up where above the rear view mirror in the vehicle so that it's out of my sight unless I want to look at it and I don't have to take my eyes off the road just to glance up at it and see what's going on.
Patrick, yeah. I'm glad that Chad said something there because I couldn't hear anything other than a lot of static. I heard the ICOM. Did you say it was a 5100A? That'll help me out a lot as I'm looking. Yeah, I've been looking for a couple days because, like I said, I wasn't sure if the radio was being a hindrance and not allowing me to be able to reach out to people. So I'm at the base of Paris Mountain, but it doesn't seem to be a good repeater. Like I said, I'm on the Caesar's Head one now.
For a cheaper option, the Anytone radios are getting really good reviews on those. Russell's got one, and a couple other guys have got the Anytones in their vehicles, and they're doing really well with those. They seem to really like them. So, and they're a little bit cheaper than the ICOM or the Yaesu.
You did say any tone, correct? Yeah, a lot. Guys, you guys have been amazing. And for my first contact, I guess I could not have asked for a better call out. So I definitely thank both of you guys, Patrick and Chad, for reaching back out and also helping me with some potential radios. And I will blame you two when I tell my wife what I need.
I've been blaming Patrick for about 2 weeks now. So, you know, hey, I do the same thing.
How do you in Greenville, the upper part of Greenville County, blaming me for buying tools, so why not radios?
Patrick, that's good.
Tool guy and a mechanic for years, you've got to have some thick skin and know how to come back with a joke.
Right.
It's been a pleasure, but I have arrived at home and I am ready to get out of this vehicle for the day. So I'm going to say 7-3s for now. And Daniel, it was nice talking to you. Just keep giving your call out and somebody will come back to you. If I hear you, I'll be glad to. And Chad, I'll talk to you later. 7-3 to both of you, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on y'all's final.
KX, Patrick, 7-3s to you, sir. And have a good evening and enjoy your time at home. And maybe I'll talk with you on the 5 o'clock show in the morning.
Have a good copy. Again, thank you so much for reaching back out for my call out, and I hope you have a great night. Also, thank you so much for reaching out to me as well, and I guess I'm going to call the 73 as well, and this is KO4MWZ calling out.
4MWZ MWZ. This is KO4NUE. Have a nice evening to you, sir, and 73s to you. And if you need me, you can check me out on QRZ, shoot me an email, and I'll be glad to give you a call, or you can just give me a call on the telephone, and I'll be glad to discuss with you offline. This is KO4NUE. I'm final.
Again, 73 out.
R N O T R K O 4 N U E. Any station, this is K O 4 N U E. K O 4 N U E.